For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government says some 500 migrant children have been reunited with their families after being separated at the border. It hopes to have the rest of the roughly 1,800 kids together with their parents soon, but where will they go? The administration is exploring a number of potential plans to house tens of thousands of immigrants who have entered the U.S. illegally. A number of published reports say the Pentagon is considering a plan to temporarily house around 20,000 at several military bases in Texas and in Arkansas. Time magazine says the Navy is considering a massive plan to build tent cities in various locations that could house more than 100,000 people. Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The U.S. prepares to receive the remains of Americans killed in the Korean War. Reporter Don Kirk is in Seoul.
The U.S. command in Korea is awaiting word on the return of the remains of at least 200 American soldiers missing from the Korean War. Seoul's Yonhap News Agency quotes a South Korean official saying the U.S. is sending 215 caskets to retrieve them from the North Koreans at the truce village of Panmunjom. A U.S. spokesman told me an honor guard would salute them as they crossed the north-south line.
A Supreme Court ruling now that police must get a search warrant if they want to track a person's cell phone movements. Jack Calabaruk with the Project on Government Oversight.
It's a very significant shift in terms of the court's attitude and when it looks at the Fourth Amendment and saying, what is this supposed to protect? How much should previous norms restrict us from saying the government has too much power here, we need to put a check on them?
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Pentagon has made it official. The U.S. and South Korea have agreed to indefinitely suspend military training exercises. With more, here's John Clemens.
The official announcement was made after Defense Secretary James Mattis met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joe Dumford, and Ambassador John Bolton, Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs. The statement from Pentagon spokesperson Dana White read in part, "This was to support the outcomes of the Singapore summit and in coordination with our Republic of Korea ally." For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Yet another in a series of studies that finds that coffee may actually be good for you. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The new study claims drinking coffee is a good way to have a healthy heart in particular, and that 4 cups a day might be optimum. The German researchers studied caffeinated lab mice, also dosing human tissues with caffeine, and they concluded that caffeine made certain proteins inside older adult cells perform more like young cells. And that seems to improve what they call the powerhouses of cells, especially protective to the heart. Some previous studies have concluded that caffeinated coffee is also very good for the liver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.